When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I am excited to share with you something that I was kind of geeking out over last week, which was something that I think I'm going to declare is the coolest cold reach out or cold email invite that I have ever received in my entire life. This was absolutely pure genius marketing, and I got the A-OK from the guy who created it or came up with it to share it with you guys. So I'm so excited to share this with you. This was seriously mind-blowing. This was an email, or rather a message, I guess you could say, that I received in my email inbox. So let me just get right into it. I'm sitting there at a red light, and I get a ping notification that I had just received money on Venmo. If you're not familiar, Venmo is the app where people can send small amounts of money back and forth. I mean, I guess you could send larger amounts of money, but typically it's used for like paying someone back for a cup of coffee or whatever. But anyways, I'm sitting there at a red light and I get a notification on my Apple Watch that said that someone had paid me on Venmo. So I was like, what is this? And immediately my brain's like curious, like, what would someone be paying me back for? Usually when someone's Venmoing me, it's because I like, hey, pay me back for this. And they're standing right in front of me like, who would be paying me back? So anyways, I get to where I was headed, I park my car, and I open up my phone and I see that this guy had sent me 2 cents on Venmo. And because he had sent me that money on Venmo, it also sent me an email. That's just like a security thing that Venmo does. Whenever you get paid or whenever you pay somebody, Venmo sends you an email to kind of like verify it or to put it in records, basically. And so I have an email and a notification on Venmo. And the email says, John Hugh paid you. And then there's a message right below it that says, Brock, I'd love to share my 2 cents, which I think is just such a clever pun that he sent me 2 cents and now he's saying, I'd love to share my 2 cents. On why I'd love to sponsor the Insta Club Hub and your content, I'm a TikToker at Jay Hoovy and the founder of Stan, a startup with a mission for empowering any creator to make a living while working for themselves. And that was it. So it was just that. It was literally 2 sentences, and it was very casual, very conversational. I think before we even get into like the content of what he was saying and what he was asking for, just so genius to reach out in this way. Because for myself, someone who is a podcast host, someone who is an influencer, someone who has brands reaching out all the time, wanting to network and collaborate, it was genius. Because I get so many emails on a daily basis from different brands, and most of them start the same way. It says, Dear Sir or Madam, we love your content on social media. We would love to have you post about our company. And it's like, it's so generic. It's so impersonal that instantly, before I even get 2 sentences in, I'm like, all right, I'm done. They don't even know who I am. They don't even know what I post. They just want influencers, right? Like they just found a list of names and they're just emailing a bunch of people. That's like the first tier of terrible reach outs that I get. But then the second tier is the people who are like, hey, Brock, love your Instagram posts. Would love you to post about our company, da 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 da, whatever. And it's still like, at least they know my name. At least they're saying like Instagram posts and they're not just saying social media content. So they're getting a little bit more specific, but still usually it's pretty generic. And oftentimes it's a brand that has nothing to do with what I'm doing. Like they're like, hey, Brock, we have a bass fishing expedition that we run in the Midwest and we would love for you to promote it on your Instagram. And I'm like, have you ever seen my Instagram? Like, that would not resonate. My followers are 80% female. Like, that's not a good demographic for you if you're doing hunting and fishing gear. Like, that immediately tells me that they're not a good business who has done their research into the people they're reaching out to. And I know you might be thinking, well, Brock, I don't have a bunch of brands reaching out to partner with me. And I recognize that. But even if you don't have a lot of brands reaching out to you, you might be the person who's reaching out to brands. Like I've talked about in a few of our recent episodes where we've touched on brand partnerships and affiliate deals and influencer marketing, Oftentimes, you have to be the one who reaches out to these companies. And these companies really value and appreciate it. But I think what you're hopefully learning as I'm walking you through some of these different tiers today is that there are different levels to this, right? Like there's the dear sir, madam, generic copy and paste email. And then there's the ones where they've done a little bit more research. And then there are messages like this one from John that not only are clearly researched, he knows the name of my company, he knows how his company and my company would mutually benefit each other, and he didn't just reach out with an email to my inbox, he reached out through something that would grab my attention. He Venmo'd me 2 cents, just 2 pennies, but that alone was enough to grab my attention and be like, what's going on here? Why am I getting this message? Why did I get a Venmo? Why did I get 2 cents delivered into my Venmo balance? What is going on here? So if you are someone who is looking for brand partnerships, you're looking to network with influencers, you're trying to get on the radar of the CFO of some company, or you're trying to get an interview of a podcaster who you have been dying and you're like, they're way out of my league, but I want to have them on my show. Like they have 3 million followers on Instagram, but I want to have them on my podcast that I'm launching. This genius idea from Jay Hoovy might be something to experiment with. It might be something to give a test. He had to put in some research to find me on Venmo. You know, Venmo isn't a social network necessarily where there's, you know, followers and people are posting content, but you can search for people on Venmo. And if you know their email, a lot of times you can find them on Venmo. And a lot of times people have the same profile picture, so you can be clear it's them. And worst case scenario, if this fails, if this doesn't work, or if you send the Venmo to the wrong person, you're only losing 2 pennies. Is 2 pennies worth it for you to potentially get some huge guest, some big influencer, or the attention of a major brand, corporation, or just individual? I think so. And so this was just such a cool idea that I wanted to share with you. Again, he's at Jay Hoovy. That's JayHoovy. You can find him on TikTok. That's probably the best place to check out Jay Hoovy. But just such a genius way to reach out to someone, such a powerful way to grab their attention. And immediately he has my eyeballs. I at first didn't even read the content of his message. I didn't even know what he was talking about. But just the fact that he did the research to reach out to me in that way and to come up with this idea, I immediately responded. And I was like, dude, let's talk. Let's set up a time to chat. This was the best cold email I've ever received. This was the best brand partnership pitch I have ever received. And it was 2 sentences long. So let's set up a phone call. Let's set up a Zoom and let's talk about how we can work together. So if you're someone with 1,000 followers, if you're someone with 100 followers on TikTok, if you're someone who just started a brand new YouTube channel, give this idea a shot. Give it a chance. Think about how can you stand out? There's hundreds, maybe even thousands of people reaching out to the same influencers and the same businesses and the same brands as you on a daily basis. So how can you set yourself apart? How can you make yourself stand out? How can you approach the conversation in a way that's different from anyone else? I love this idea from Jay Hoovy, and I appreciate him for giving me permission to share this genius strategy. We'll see how many of you run with it. We'll see how many 2 cent Venmos I get over the next week from people who are like, Brock, I listen to the podcast. I'd love to have you on my podcast, but I'm going to stop you right now. I appreciate it. And I think it's funny, a little bit ironic that you're using an idea that I've shared with you. You're using it back on me, but I'm going to pass on the opportunity. I thank you. And I'm going to pass on that opportunity as of now, because I don't want to be getting a bunch of 2 cent Venmos this week from a bunch of people. And then next week, all of a sudden I have 40 podcast interviews lined up, but thank you for the thought. Try this out on someone else. Reach out to a brand, reach out to a major influencer, reach out to someone you respect and you really want to work with. And make sure before you send them that 2 cent Venmo, you've also done your research into their company, their brand, their business, what they represent, what they believe, and how you could benefit them. Like, how can you provide them of value or them of service? Why should they want to work with you or network with you and your company? And as always, happy networking. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you got some value. My mom and I always try to deliver value in as succinct, as palatable, as understandable as a way as possible. We don't want to drag things on with 2-hour-long podcast episodes. No shame to anyone who does that, but we try to make things brief because we know that you got a million other things that you could be doing. I mean, you might have even listened to this podcast on 1.25 or 1.5 speed. We understand that no one has enough hours in the day, and that is why we created the Insta Club Hub as a way to teach you exactly what you need to know about Instagram. What you need to know to not just grow your following and go viral and make successful reels, but how to actually convert those followers into customers so that all of your efforts on Instagram can actually start turning into business growth and sales and customers and an email list. That's our goal for you. And it's our goal to help you do that in as little time as possible. We're talking less than an hour a day on Instagram. We're talking only spending a few minutes each week learning what you need to know in the Insta Club Hub, in our Hot This Week section, where we tell you, hey, here's all the changes that happened on Instagram this week, but here's what matters for you as a creator or as a business owner. Here's what you need to know to make more sales based off what's going on Instagram right now. That is exactly what we provide in the Insta Club Hub. So if you got some value today, if you're already a subscriber, if you learned something in today's podcast, I hope that you would consider joining the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is a monthly membership, or you can join for the annual price and save almost 50%. If you'd like to learn more about the Insta Club Hub, you can visit instaclubhub.com or click the link down below in the show notes and it'll open up in your browser. But if you're not ready to become an Insta Clubber right now, if you're not ready to figure out Instagram once and for all, that's all right. I'll see you on the next podcast, and I appreciate you for listening today.
Hey, it's Kristen, Chalene's podcast manager. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, could you go and leave a review for Chalene and Brock? Let them know what it is you liked about this episode, what really hit home, and what would you like them to cover in a future episode? And while you're at it, could you just double check to be sure that you are subscribed? That way, if you're subscribed, you won't miss a single episode, which is released every Tuesday and Thursday. Did you know that Chalene has another podcast called The Chalene Show? It's all about living your best life. She gives you tips about improving things physical, mental health, mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, fitness, sleep, and so much more. She has the best interviews also. But if you're already subscribed to both Build Your Tribe and The Chalene Show, you really should go check out Patreon. Did you know The Chalene Show is now on Patreon? Chalene gets super personal, spills the tea on everything she can't on her other podcasts. You also get to experience Brett, completely unfiltered, completely confident, and completely hysterical. You can find it at patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Anyways, thanks for listening. Remember, anything referenced in this episode, including links to all the other podcasts, can be found below in the show notes.